Over the last year, a number of different groups in the community have come together from all walks of life, including agencies working on the ground and community groups, and as well students as well. And they put together a package around looking at how the consumption of alcohol affects young people's lives particularly. And in Letterkenny, they've set up these working groups and communities that will go into different communities and speak to young people. But most of all, what it is about making connections with all the agencies as well, and give an opportunity to look at how the consumption of alcohol can be reduced, and education as well. But most of all is to deal particularly with young people and give parents the information around how the impact of drinking, whether at home or out in the community, can affect young children as well.
I don't know if it says more about the efforts of the community, or it's a terrible indictment in the government that we see programmes like this being developed and introduced, and yet in the Dáil, politicians can't get through relatively simple, life-changing legislation.
Well, I think, in fairness to the members of the Dáil and to all parties involved in the Dáil, last year we launched our new alcohol bill.
Has that been enacted then, has it?
It has indeed, yes.
And all aspects of it?
Well, there's a number of actions that are taking place at the moment around minimum unit pricing.
But that's not introduced yet?
No, it's on its way. Mm-hmm. As I said, we have to begin somewhere. And the bill is very clearly directed to reducing the harm of alcohol consumption, particularly around cheap alcohol, separation of drinks, advertising around young people at sporting games and events.
But and none of that's in place at the moment. Yeah, but it's not in place at the moment. It's been delayed for...
Well, it hasn't been. There has to be a lead-in time to all of these things as well, and have to give businesses the opportunity to, I suppose, come on board as well. And
just in relation to that, do you think the drinks industry's had too much influence in deferring and delaying this then? I mean, because that's why it's not in action. You know that,
well,
don't you?
I think there was a number of issues around the relation to the alcohol bill. There was a lot of opposition, not only from the drink industry, but from private businesses as well, and rural businesses as well, around the fact that...
Pubs
and shops and petrol stations around separation of goods, which they found very difficult. And I suppose the lead-in time has to be given. But now we have a complete bill and an all-party agreement, all-government agreement around it. And the thing now is to roll it out as soon as possible. And it will take time, but we're going in the right direction. But the reason why I'm here this morning is to launch this action Letterkenny Community Action Plan on Alcohol, is to make people aware living in Letterkenny that we have a huge problem with underage drinking, and we have a huge problem around the world with, but we're touring the world now with young girls particularly drinking at a very young age, and that is very frightening statistics, and we need to make huge challenges on the ground. And the only way you can do that, yes, government can give funding and put in legislation, but the only way really to conquer it is on the ground in communities. And I think that this plan is about, it's about reaching out into communities.
Those who know would tell you that the impact of having very famous, internationally famous sports stars, the Six Nations being branded, the Guinness Six Nations, Guinness being able to rebrand water effectively as Guinness, that's really what's having an impact. And it's government that's not doing enough to sort that out.
Well, you see, with all retail and all big industry, they will change the goalposts, let's face it, they will. And we have to react to that. Government have to step into that. And we are doing that. But the process of this, what's happening in this community down here, and speaking to people yesterday as well, is the fact that we need to reach into families. We need to help families on the ground. If there is problems of addiction in the home, whether it's through alcohol or drugs, we need to reach locally into them. And the National Family Support Network, which I'm launching as well down here this morning, is doing that on a daily basis. And the opportunities family have then is to interlink with services on the ground. And that's really why we're here, to promote more community-based services on the ground, and to as well bring on board students from colleges. And there's a huge amount of students come to Donegal every year to local college. And we need to enforce that when young people are going to different events, that we keep them safe as well. And unfortunately, the tragedy that we've had in Tyrone shows us where young people went out to have a good night, many of them probably going for their first disco, and ending up in the tragedy that happened. And we need to know when our young people go out, and if they are going to discos, that we have a proper security in place to protect them when they're out there. And I suppose one of the things I've learned since I've taken up this job is, if you really want to have action on the ground, you need to go into the communities and bring it from the grassroots level up. And that's what we're doing in Letterkenny this morning.
Minister Catherine Brown, thank you very much for speaking to us.